If a blind person wants to run safely, they can always hop on a treadmill.
But that's kind of boring.
That's Elka Fulmer, an associate professor of computer science at UNR. He says that if blind people want to ditch the treadmill and get some fresh air, they have to rely on the help of a guide, a friend who leads them across streets, over curbs, and around bends using a tether rope.
But obviously, if you depend on someone else for your ability to exercise, that limits how long and how frequent you can exercise. So that's like a big problem for blind athletes.
Someone who's come across this issue is Richard Hunter, a blind marathon runner, triathlon participant, and Ironman finisher living outside Sacramento. He's had trouble finding guides who are available to work with him several hours each day. Hunter will be offering his insights and feedback to Fulmer's research team as they try to figure out if drones can take the place of human guides, leading blind runners across outdoor terrain by hovering close by and offering auditory commands. Elka Fulmer says this application is just one of many uses for drone technology he hopes to explore in the future.
You could have a drone that could open doors or ring a doorbell, press a button, or maybe indoor navigation. So have a drone kind of like, you know, guide you to your classroom if you're a student on a campus.
UNR has just launched the Nevada Advanced Autonomous Systems Innovation Center, or NASIC, for research like Fulmer's. The state has given $3 million to the effort, and the operation will eventually be located in downtown Reno. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.